your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the green
tumble. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? There we go. Your dial is set correctly to USAPrepares.com. Broadcasting 2 hours daily from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. There's a link to all of your instructors on the website. USA Prepares, USAPrepares.com. Podcasts are free. Let's go to USAPrepares.com. Converging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Tom's producing the broadcast. And with us today, John Reagan. Welcome, John Reagan.
This is your captain speaking. I need to issue a travel warning today. We are approaching peak Fosbinorb season, and if you go anywhere near D.C., you might be covered with Fosbinorb.
John Reagan, I'll tell you what, we had what a meetup last night, and thanks for giving us the update on the economy at the meetup last night. I'd like to share with the class what happened. Absolutely packed house, literally. Packed house, and we had seven instructors there. Linus Ertley was there, and Ken Hurley, Judy Dollarhite, John Dollarhite, Roy Birdsong. You were there, and I was there. And we saw after your update, we saw a video, and it was called "Agenda: The Grinding Down of America." Class, I suggest that you watch that. You can find it on the internet, and it will connect a lot of the dots for you as to who's doing what and why and to whom. And it even discusses Obama and how he got where he is and how these people selected who they selected to do their dirty work and where it originated. And, John, when I got there, there was a newspaper called the Community Free Press. It's circulated all over the Ozarks. I believe there's over 26,000 copies of this paper. And on the front page, did you see the front page?
Yes, I did.
There we are, USAPrepares.com, and it shows the meetup for Preparedness Month. And front and center on page one, the cover is our meetup at USA Prepares at Ziggy's. So I have posted this twice on the website before this broadcast so we could share this with our class today if they want to see how funny looking we all are. they could go to it, but it has not posted. So I'll try during one of the commercial breaks, but I just wanted to share that with the class that we did appear in the media. And it's kind of unusual because the media, I think they've been told to stay away from us because of how dangerous they think we are. But John Reagan, last night, you and I, well, what happened first was one of our students, a middle-aged guy, about, you know, maybe a few years younger than I am, came up to me kind of privately, wanted to talk. And this was during the movie. And John, he said that he referenced something that I said publicly on the air about a woman who was melting down at the farm festival in Indiana because she couldn't handle all of the information that was coming her way. We're talking about the dangers of immunizations. We're talking about the food supply contamination, chemtrails, electromagnetic radiation, fluoride in the water supply, the healthcare morass that that the current administration is putting us in, the loss of liberties, cops on every street corner with their radar guns. All of these things, and it's just a few, but all the things put together she could not handle. And she literally threw her hands up in the air, almost in the surrender position, or the surrender position, say, I can't handle it, I can't handle it. And so I mentioned that on the air, and one of our students at the meetup came up to me and he said, he referenced that, and he said, well, you know, this is overwhelming. Now, I didn't realize, John, that there was more than one person that felt that way. So would it be all right with you if we discuss what some people are experiencing, which is an overwhelming amount of information overload, and they're having trouble dealing with what we're talking about? What do you think?
Yeah, but there's no doubt, especially when you're first waking up, that there is just so much information out there, and you don't know what of it's real, what of it's not, and it really doesn't take long before you're overwhelmed and don't know which way to turn. The other side of that gets to be rather emotional, and that when you realize what the situation is, then you end up with a grief response, because you're, in this case, not dealing with the loss of a loved one, but you're dealing with a loss of the future that you thought you could have.
Well, that's a really good point, John, because all of us had stolen from us the future that we expected that we would be able to make for ourselves. For example, our parents wanted a better situation for our lives than they had, and their parents felt the same way, and their parents felt the same way. So each generation wants his children, her children, to do better. And this is the generation that's not going to do better. Our children are not going to do as well as we have done, because their dreams have been stolen from them by the system, the economy. The educational system has dumbed them down. John, I remember saying to my son, he was homeschooled all of his life, and when we moved to Missouri, he thought he'd like to try school. So he was going to be a freshman for the first time in his life, actually sit in a classroom for the first time in his life. And he did it as a freshman. And after 6 months, I said to him, we got to get you out of there. You're getting dumber by the minute. And I wasn't kidding. I really wasn't kidding. Ultimately, we had to get him out of that school because there was no homework. The students couldn't speak well. They were losing their vocabulary, and they turned them into a bunch of minions who would work for the government. It was horrible, absolutely horrible. And the centerpiece of that school was the band. That was the centerpiece. It was horrible. There was very little focus on academic achievement. As a matter of fact, John, I was so upset and so angry with what that superintendent was doing. I ran for school board office. And I told her my first objective was to fire her. And that's what I would have done, but I only got 1/8 of the votes. So, John, let's talk about it. We are depressed, right? About what's going on. Well, not all of us, but some of us, right?
Well, again, if we go back to grief, and everybody does handle it in different ways, but generally there's four stages. Right. The first of those is usually denial. You just can't believe it's happening.
Yeah.
And I also tend to include those that think they can bug out as suffering from denial, too, because you need to be living the lifestyle. You know, number one, just simply to have your skills honed. And number two, there's no guarantee that you're going to get an opportunity to travel, mm-hmm. unless it's just a few miles away.
Well, that's a really good point, John, and I'll tell you why. One of our students at the meetup is talking about bugging out, and I was in disbelief, absolute disbelief, a city dweller is thinking about bugging out. And I was talking to one of our other students about that. She was sharing with me that, you know, one of our students wants to, you know, just be ready to bug out. It's impossible to survive for the long term, bugging out without without the system behind you. You know, we could talk about hobos and they live off the land, but they live off the supply chain too. You know, things that people throw away, but there's still a supply chain. Yeah, they're gatherers and scavengers, but there's still a supply chain that they depend on, and they depend on the goodwill of others. Well, in the situation we're talking about, like an economic collapse, for example, there's not going to be a lot of goodwill to go around. So you have to have what you need where you are. And a good place to start would be to have a farm, right?
Exactly. And it doesn't even have to be a big one.
Right, right. Well, let's continue. So we've got denial.
And typically after denial, you get anger. Because, you know, you've had this loss, and you want to get even with those that took what you lost. And, you know, this is an understandable reaction. But to do so, there's two things going on. One, those feelings don't do your body any good. Those stress hormones are actually detrimental to your health. And number two, you're not going to be able to fix anything with your anger. And any time you spend dealing with that anger is taking away from the time and energy that you could put into fixing things for yourself. Then once you get past that, it typically moves to depression because you realize you're not going to get what you lost. And the final stage is acceptance. And at that point, that's where you can put all that behind you and start doing what you need to do to move forward. And the quicker you can reach that stage, the better off you'll be.
No argument from me. But, John, I'm really kind of shocked. I don't know why I'm having trouble understanding why some individuals just can't say, you know what, this is a big problem. I'm surrounded by all kinds of things that can go wrong, and I just have to prepare for everything. And when this gentleman and I started talking, a few other people came by. You know, we were off to the side of the restaurant, if you will, talking privately. And, you know, another person joined us, and you and your wife joined us, and we all started talking about it. But I'm having trouble understanding why it's so overwhelming. How did we get to the point where it's overwhelming, John? Is it our lack of education in our educational system, or have we been dumbed down by watching television, or is it...
September is National Preparedness Month in the U.S., and it's National Savings Month at Freeze Dry Guy. Are you prepared to save? All Mountain House freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans are now 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These long-lasting foods for emergency preparedness with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These easy foods for camping, backpacking, hunting, and sailing are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These delicious foods freeze-dried to lock in the taste, aroma, and freshness are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. All cans of Mountain House freeze-dried meats, entrees, fruits, and veggies are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. Be prepared and save 40% now through September 30th at freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD.
Hi, this is Eric Hamburg with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Ever wonder why billionaires like Warren Buffett, John Paulson are dumping their shares of U.S. company stocks? Do they know something we don't? No investor wants to own stocks with falling profit margins and shrinking dividends. Is it possible a 1987-style market crash is coming? Are these investors aware of a massive correction of up to 90%? Call me, Eric Hamburg, at 800-686-2237, extension 120, and find out why gold and silver are the only true safe haven. With event-driven risks, such as volatility in the financial market and conflict in Syria and the Middle East, the sky is the limit for gold and silver. That's Eric Hamburg, 800-686-2237, extension 120, and I'll send you a brochure explaining why gold and silver are the only way to preserve your purchasing power. As a currency's value crumbles and gold being priced in dollars, metal's value will skyrocket. Again, that's Eric Hamburg, Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 120.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, John Reagan's with us. John Reagan is our financial instructor. He's the author of The Financial State of the Union. He's been presenting seminars at the Get Prepared Expo, and he's been with us many, many expos. And he comes to almost every meetup and shares his financial information with us. And he has the ability to wipe the smile off all of our faces with the financial information that he dispenses. John, we're talking about receiving this information and not panicking about it. So let's continue with that discussion. So the first thing is denial. Then what happens?
And it typically progresses into anger, then depression, before you finally reach acceptance. And that's the point where you can turn loose and start making progress. It's not that your life goes back to normal, but you're able to pick up your life from that point on.
Okay. And you talked about, last night you talked about not holding this anger inside because it can literally have physical health impact to us. And I also mentioned to the student we're talking with that, you know, don't keep looking in your rearview mirror about all these bad things that happened and all the damage that these politicians have done to a person's life. Let's just go forward. Now, we'll remember who they are, and at the right time, we'll have a chat with them. But for right now, we need to look forward and learn skills as quickly as we can. Make sure we have books, make sure we have the materials, and make sure we've built the community and have the supplies that we need to go forward. Even the government is telling people to get prepared. Well, be prepared. That's what they say. So, John, what's next in this list of signs that we see?
Well, you know, we were also talking about how this gets to be overwhelming for people and why is it that way.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we can take a lesson from Katrina on that. And I entitle this Starving in a Sea of Abundance. Most people remember what happened to New Orleans with Katrina. But the brunt of Katrina actually hit Mississippi. And one of the things that happened, there were about a half a dozen dolphins that got swept out to sea. And I followed the headlines because the caretakers were concerned these dolphins would starve to death because they've been raised in captivity. They didn't know how to fend for themselves. So there they are, swimming in the Gulf, food all around them. They were literally going to starve in a sea of abundance. And we have essentially, humanity has become the same way over the last 100 years or so because of technology. During the Great Depression, we still had about 30% of people in agriculture. That's down to 1 or 2% now, and even that 1 or 2% is highly leveraged using technology. We don't know how to raise our own food. We don't know how to take care of ourselves the way our ancestors did. You know, for thousands of years, we didn't have electricity. We didn't have gasoline. But now we don't know how to live without it. And it's that transition and that mindset change that becomes so difficult. And it's not that it's something insurmountable. It just is something that takes a change in attitude and a change of lifestyle.
John, have you seen the video series Revolution?
I watched the first season of that.
Okay. I have not seen the whole first season. We don't have television, but we borrowed the DVD set. And Mrs. Finelli and I are watching it, and my mom is watching it. And what you said was exactly right. In this series, and I suggest you consider watching this class, Revolution. What happens is the lights go out, and we are absolutely dependent on electricity for everything. And even the traffic lights. I mean, imagine if you live in a city and the traffic lights don't work. What kind of a problem would that cause? Well, what John is saying is we are addicted to electricity. Without it, this broadcast wouldn't work. From my end, from John's end, and from your end. So we are addicted to electricity. We're swimming in a sea of abundance. And now is the time to prepare. John Reagan, USAPrepares.com. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Turn your food waste into fertilizer. That's right. Turn your food waste into fertilizer with the Bokashi Kits from Terraganics.com. Stop breaking your back turning those big piles of food waste and stop attracting a bunch of unwanted pests and flies. Recycle your leftover vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, bread, pizza crusts, and more with no foul smells, heavy lifting, or turning. It's easy. Finally, a way to recycle all of your food waste safely and effectively. Bokashi Kits turn food waste into fertilizer. fertilizer in as fast as 2 weeks, so it takes less time to create nutrient-rich humus for your garden or crops. No turning and no obnoxious odors. Recycle all your food wastes. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. See the Bokashi system and order your Bokashi kit online at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. TerraGanix. Life's getting better.
With the well-known shortage of availability in guns and ammo, the question is, will food and preparedness items be next? Now, at ProStoresDirect.com, buy a 32-serving bug-out bucket, and you'll get a prime assortment of Mountain House survival food entrees, including favorites like chili mac with beef and spaghetti and meat sauce, all made with real USDA meat. That's enough food for one adult for a full week, all for just $75.99 with free shipping, delivered in a handy resealable bucket that'll store for up to 25 years. Pro Stores Direct has a huge selection of family-sized food units, too, right up to military-grade number 10 cans. And we'll give you great deals on new military first aid and surgical kits, portable water filters, heirloom seeds, and all your bug-out gear, always with free shipping to the lower 48. Be ready for any challenge with food security for your family at ProStoresDirect.com. ProStoresDirect.com, your first stop for preparedness and survival gear, and proud sponsor of the free media.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This can be sliding.
One of today's hot.
Why do you got your
take my
when you go
to the season?
For
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, John Reagan's with us, and he's the author of The Financial State of the Union. And, John, you've talked about the anger, the depression, and the ultimately the acceptance of the situation that we are in. So once we accept it, we can go forward, right?
That's right. And that's what I try to do with my presentation, is to show that there's no way that we can avoid a financial collapse. Even if we cut out all Social Security and Medicare right now to get rid of those horrendous unfunded liabilities, the social unrest by itself would be enough to bring down the country. So if you understand, we just can't get out of the situation as a country but we can take responsibility for ourselves and our families. So you have then the decision to make, you know, do you do something or do you give up? And to me, the only logical, rational option is to do what you can to prepare.
Well, yeah, and I agree. I'm not giving up. I'm not going down without a fight. And that's what this broadcast is all about. We are here to raise the awareness to say, don't let these guys beat you into submission to say, you know what, it's so big, there's nothing I can do. Well, there's not much you're going to be able to do on a national level. You'd be fighting the United States Army, the United States Navy, the Marines, the Air Force. I mean, there's no way. There's no way that we can operate on that level. So we're operating on the local level, which really means you and your family. That's what you need to protect and defend and provide for. So, John, let's talk about something very, very simple at this point. Let's talk about raising food. Let's talk about how long it takes to raise vegetables. We have a friend, Marjorie Wildcraft, and you like one of her quotes. Why don't you share that with us about a green thumb?
Right. You know, unless you're already raising your own food, which most of us aren't, she relates to the experience that if you have anything less than 100% crop failure your first 2 years, you have a green thumb.
And that's absolutely true. I mean, a lot of us think that, hey, we're okay, we've got seeds, and we think that those seeds are just going to sprout. Just put them in the ground, sprinkle a little water on them, you know, come back in a few months, and everything's good to go. No, that is not true. That's not true. Just try it. You'll see. I don't know anybody who's gotten it right the first time. Literally, nobody. Nobody. Farmers don't get it right the first time. It takes years and years and years, and it takes training. The children that grow up on the farm in the ways that the parents and grandparents and great-grandparents have run the farm so that they can pass that information down. It does not. You just don't open a pack of seeds, pop them in the ground, everything's good. No. All right, so what about chickens, John?
But you don't get food the next week. You have to wait for it, and it's like chickens.
Yeah.
Even in the factory farms of today where they use hormones and everything else, it takes a couple of months to get a bird to a point where they're big enough to eat. And I know cattle take even longer than that.
John, you haven't been here in a few weeks, but I can tell you that we have chickens in the kitchen of the farmhouse right this second. We bought five hens, and they were 1 day old when we got them. So they were just a little bit larger than the egg, and a little bit. And so we have these five chickens, and now they are about the size of a 1 pound coffee can. And they're in the chicken, in the kitchen, and those chickens really smell bad. And that's what you have to do when you raise chickens. So that's weeks and weeks of raising chickens in with us, where it's warm, because they can't take the cold, and eventually they'll be able to. And we're acclimating them to going outside. So you're absolutely right. And that's if you have the baby chicks. So where would you get the chicks if the supply chain is down? Seriously, where would you get them? And they eat. And what would you feed them? I would say, John, in three or four weeks of having these chickens, we have gone through you know those large bags of dog food, class? We have gone through a bag of chicken feed, a half a bag of chicken feed, as big as the largest bag of dog food you can buy. And it's just five little chicks. So you really need to be prepared for raising chickens if you want to have them. You need to have a place for them to go, and you need to protect them from predators. John?
And, you know, that's the point. It's you not only have to see what you need, but you have to see what your needs need. You can't just go down to the feed store and buy a sack of chicken feed once the supply chain goes down. You have to be able to raise the food that your chickens need, too.
Mm-hmm.
The whole
they love bugs.
But this whole just-in-time supply system is going to end up killing a lot of people. We don't have stockpiles of food like we once did. The CCC inventory is totally bare now. When I first found the report on this, I believe it was 2007 or 2008, there was just enough wheat in the inventory that they could bake half a loaf of bread for every person in America once. And even that is gone now. Everything is IOUs. So I hope those IOUs are tasty.
John, I when I first moved to Missouri, I somehow got invited to join the Lions Club here. And I said, let's have an emergency committee, an emergency preparedness committee. And the Lions Club was just furious with me. It's like, don't let him talk. Please, don't let him talk. Just, we don't want to hear what he has to say. So ultimately, I said, look, we can have a storm, we can have fires, people can be burned out of their houses. We don't know what's coming our way, but why don't we prepare? And I said, you know, we have a school, we have a kitchen in the school, we've got 1,000 gallons of propane. The school is the toughest building in our little community of 100 people. There's a septic system there, and there's potentially a water supply. So that's the place for an emergency. And they said, well, look, if there's an emergency, we'll just call the Red Cross, and they'll bring some cots. And I said, how about this? How about we have the Red Cross store their cots here? And if they need them, we'll give them to them. But if we need them, we'll have them here. And they said, tell you what we'll do. There's a little store in town, and a little grocery store. And what we'll do is we will give them $200. And if anybody needs any emergency supplies, they can go to that store and they can draw down on that $200 that we've deposited at the store. And that's a good emergency preparedness system. I said, are you kidding me? By the way, 3 years later, that store's out of business. So that was their plan. Their plan was to have on deposit some script that you could draw down on if you needed something. I don't get it. I mean, I really don't get how people think like this. That's crazy. Absolutely crazy. I don't have a piece of paper in my drawer in my shop, in my automotive shop, that says this is good for one fan belt, this is good for one quart of oil, this is good for a set of spark plugs. I actually have the spark plugs, the fan belt, and the cases of oil. It's crazy not to. So, John, we talked about it takes a long time to raise cows. You need fencing. You need equipment. It takes a long time to raise chickens. It takes a long time to learn how to raise chickens, cows, and vegetables. John, let's talk about what we could be facing that could really ruin our day. What kind of events could happen? Let's talk about what could cause the grid to go down.
Well, I believe the financial collapse by itself is enough to take down the supply chain. But we're also facing the risk of the grid going down as well. Part of that is that we have such great toys nowadays to wage war with, and after a tough economic time, war is the usual way they try to get out of it. So an EMP attack with just a handful of nukes, I estimate as little as 10 or 12 worldwide, could bring down all of our technological civilization. And it's not just man that's a threat. If we get a coronal mass ejection, the right type of CME from the sun can also take the grid down. And our departing head of Homeland Security issued a warning that there's a 100% chance that our grid would be taken down by cyber attack. So no matter which way you want to slice and dice it, the government has already said the grid's going down. And without that power, the supply chain fails. You may remember seeing headlines, places where there's been like a tornado or a flood that's knocked out power, and these huge, barns where they raise chickens and turkeys, you end up with just thousands of birds dying because they don't have the ventilation and the water. And it's one thing to have a small pocket of those affected, but to have the entire country's food supply affected is quite another. And when we live in this just-in-time supply chain, once there's that kind of disruption at the beginning of that, there is a long gap to replace that, and you're going to end up with nothing coming out the other end. And it's not easy,
John,
just to go ahead.
You mentioned these factory chicken farms. When we lived in Virginia, there were a bunch of those factory chicken farms raising Tyson chickens and other brands of chickens, too. And exactly what you talked about happened. We would have a power failure, and these great big fans that are probably 4 feet tall, 5 feet tall, 6 feet tall, that operate on these electric motors, by these electric motors, if the power fails, those big ventilation fans shut down and the chickens overheat and die. Well, there was a whole business set up around picking up dead chickens, dead cows, dead animals from the euthanasia centers at veterinarian clinics and animal shelters. And they ground them up and made protein out of them for dog food and cat food. So there's a business set up around that. We'll be right back.
September is National Preparedness Month in the U.S., and it's National Savings Month at Freeze Dry Guy. Are you prepared to save? All Mountain House freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans are now 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These long-lasting foods for emergency preparedness with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These easy foods for camping, backpacking, hunting, and sailing are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These delicious foods, freeze-dried to lock in the taste, aroma, and freshness, are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. All cans of Mountain House freeze-dried meats, entrees, fruits, and veggies are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. Be prepared and save 40% now through September 30th at freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD.
David J. Smith from Newswatch Magazine. Did you realize how the acts of hostility toward people of biblical faith have been gendered by President Obama in April 2009? In a deliberate act of disrespect, Obama nominated 3 pro-abortion ambassadors to the Vatican. Of course, the pro-life Vatican rejected all 3 of them. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening and how they'll affect you in the future by offering you an absolutely free 1-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now while operators are standing by to take your call.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say, show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
Available only at hempusa.org. It's the first aid stick, and it's a must-have in any medical kit. With fast, chemical-free healing, the first aid stick stops bleeding, kills bacteria, is great for acne, insect bites, minor cuts and abrasions, will last for years, and is just $11.95. Everyone needs the first aid stick in their emergency kit. Call 888-910-4367. 888-910-4367. The first aid stick, only at hempusa.org. Times are changing, and violent crimes against law-abiding citizens are out of control. Protect yourself with legal, affordable, 100% made-in-the-USA ballistic body armor. Available at AR500.com. Rated for calibers up to .308 Winchester. Packages including armor start at only $210. It's the right of every responsible American citizen to own body armor. Get some at 602-501-9607 or AR500.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Hey guys, I'm here. John Reagan, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay. Well, I don't know what happened there, but John, if we want to get in touch with you and get a copy of your book, The Financial State of the Union, exactly why we're going to collapse, how we're going to collapse, what got us into it, I mean, it's really very, very well written. Easy read, great for someone who is... not financially trained, but it really explains how we got into this mess and that we're not going to get out of it without a collapse. So if someone wants to get a copy of that, what do they do, John?
Just come to my website, thefinancialstateoftheunion.com, and we'll have instructions for you.
Thefinancialstateoftheunion.com. John, if someone wants to buy a copy, will they be able to get it autographed?
I'm working on setting that up. My primary storefront is Amazon, and those direct ones for the print copy would be more difficult. I'm trying to work on something where they can, where I have a shopping cart on my site where they can do those. Right now, that's kind of an in-person only thing.
Okay. So if someone comes to a meetup and wants a copy, or they can contact me and we can have one ready for them at the meetup, that kind of thing?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So, John, we've been talking about the supply chain and how precarious it is. So we talked about a solar event or coronal mass ejection. But is there something else that we should know that we should consider in our preparedness plans?
Well, there's two things we can do. One is we can lay up some supplies. The bad news on that is only a small number of people will be able to do that, not because they might not be able to afford it, but because of our just-in-time supply system. The example I give is we've got approximately a 60-day worldwide supply of wheat. So if you wanted to get a year's supply of wheat for every person in the world, you couldn't do it. We could only get a year's supply for one-sixth other people, and that's roughly 16.5%. And as we discussed, it's going to take you at least 3 years to learn how to do things right. So that tells me we need at least a 3-year supply on hand, which says at best we'd have enough for 5.5%. But to get that 5.5%, the other 94.5% would have to start. So I'm thinking at best we can take 10% out of the supply chain, which is enough to cover 0.5%. That's not great odds, but that's one way. The other way requires more of a learning curve and more action. As far as raising animals for food, rabbits and chickens are probably the easiest. They're small. They've got a faster time to maturity. But beyond that, we need to get into other sources of food, which we can do things like raise sprouts, which are easy to do. You don't need the green thumb. The bad news is you're eating your seed, so once that runs out, you're out. The other thing is there's a number of plants that are out there that are edible. You do need to do research beforehand because about 70% of the plants are poisonous. But of the remaining ones, just have to learn how to eat the weeds.
John Reagan, the Financial State of the Union.com, the Financial State of the Union.com, page one, USAPreparers.com, if you'd like to get to his website. Absolutely brilliant, brilliant book. I'm very serious. And I bought a copy. I believe I'm number 14. Did I buy the 14th copy, John?
We'll discuss that later.
Yeah, I will not accept copy number one. You know that. John Reagan, Vinfinelli, USAPreparers.com. We're going to be right back after top of the hour news. And advertise.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.